It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Brittany Brody. Hey, Brittany.
Hello, Cal.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. New tune of yours called Not My Business. We'll talk about that in just a second. But the question we all want to know is how the wedding plans are going.
Well, I love that you want to know. And the wedding plans are going famously. And everything is pinned down. And I'm purposely using the word pinned down because I don't want to use locked down because we all know that's like a word
yeah.
you don't want to use. Normally, I would use that as a description, but I don't want to hear it. So, anyhow, I decided to tell you that. So, yeah, I know everything is going great, and it's been interesting planning from across the pond, and, you know, I think we've done really well under the circumstances.
So, are you getting married there or in North America?
The wedding is in Perthshire in Scotland in the fall.
It sounds like a beautiful location.
It's absolutely stunning, and I know that you'll be wanting to see videos and pictures after the fact, so everyone can stay tuned for that.
That'll be great. In the meantime, new music from you called Not My Business. Brittany goes electric with this tune, I think. Is that the deal?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't love some badass guitar and a song? And Dave Smith playing it, he is Toby Keith's guitar player, so I mean, he's one of the best. It's just, it was so fun to do, and I wrote this song just over 2 years ago, because at the time I was going through what the story explains of the song, and, you know, when someone's checking in on you and, you know, running your name down and seeing things you're doing, but they're, like, jealous because they're looking from the outside, and then all the perspectives change, and you know how it is kind of like, it really is not your business what somebody else thinks of you because it only hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt them.
Yeah.
So that's where the idea came from. And I think if you're like a situational writer, like when I'm going through something, I write about it, but everyone, how many millions of people are going through the exact same thing at the same time?
Yeah.
So it's perfect because they have that song to help them.
Highly relatable, for sure. A lot of people can relate to it, I would think. I mean, all your music is like that. You draw from so many different personal experiences, right, when you write. So this is just another one of those.
Thank you.
Yep, you bet. Let's go back over the pond here for a second. You're heading back there, of course, not only for the wedding, but to do some shows. Is that right?
Yeah, it's crazy the last couple of years. How many? How many times I've flown back and forth from across the pond? Yeah. I can't even count how many. Like, you would have thought ending up with somebody that lives across the world is crazy. And then also getting to reschedule all of our festival dates for the last 2 years to keep getting pushed. But now 2022 in the summer over there seems to be getting better. So, yeah, I'll be back over there performing at some festivals, and one's called Belladrome, and it is absolutely massive. It is, like, the place to play in Scotland. So I'm so excited that I got booked on this festival. I'm just over the moon, and I can't wait to show them what I can bring. And then we are also, and this is the first time this has been brought up in a public setting for 2023. We're working on quite a lot of tour dates, like a full tour over there, which there's going to be more with that later. I still don't know myself what all is happening, but that's in the works too. So between shows and booking and a wedding, there is a lot going on.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, it is crazy. And, you know, even leading up to the wedding, just days before I get married, I have a show. And I'm like, what did I take on? There's this big festival, and it so happens to be the next day after a wedding. I'd be like, okay.
might as well, right?
Crazy.
I mean, your husband's a musician, so he understands, or your husband-to-be, I guess, is a musician,
yeah,
so he understands that, right? So,
yeah. I know, it's so crazy. Like, you just think, you know, when you have your wedding, and it's all supposed to be relaxing and, you know, leading up to it, but no, it's going to be absolutely busy and insane. Which is awesome. Yeah. I have no complaints, but you know, this life is just what it is. You gotta take it when you can.
Hang on for the ride, right?
That's right.
You bet. Brittany, how do we get a hold of you on social media? How do we do that?
Yeah, So you can come and follow me on Instagram, which, of course, is under Brittany Brody. And I'm on TikTok, mm-hmm. which I'm just starting on there. So that's a whole interesting platform. And I feel really, really old on there. Like, I don't understand half of what's going on. And I'm on Facebook at Brittany Brody Music. And then I'm on Twitter, which is Brittany Brody 3, like with the number 3 behind it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm everywhere, and I'm on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel, so come find me there. And I've been getting a lot of interesting, really awesome comments, but then the trolls come out. I've been finding YouTube channel is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know how it is, all these different platforms. It brings out all kinds
yeah.
of people.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, Brittany, thanks for the chat, as always. Good luck with this new single. And as we said, hang on for the ride for this year, because it's going to be great for you.
Thank you, Cal. I appreciate it, and I hope so, because the last 2 years, you know how it's going, so I'm ready.
You bet. Awesome. Have a great day.
Thank you, too, Cal.
Brittany Brody on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.